Disappointing loss for us, especially coming in here, coming off of a win. I felt the team had a solid week of preparation. I don't think we're quite there where we need to be. Being ahead at halftime at 21-3, talking about the things necessary to what we needed to accomplish in the second half, we did not get done. Frankly, I talked about the fundamentals, and I'll just stop right there because that's about as far as it went for me in the second half. I thought that, the number of penalties we had, we're just not doing a very good job handling the football. We had a lot of opportunities today with our hands on the ball throughout the perimeter of our football team. We got to keep working at that, get that done, and give credit to the Colts. They battled back. We had an opportunity there to win it, tied at the end of the game, and we did not get that done. So, tough loss. We're 2-3. I'm more focused on the specifics of our football team that we're not where we need to be, and I think that's obvious because we had a chance to get better and win a football game today, and we did not take advantage of that opportunity. With that, I'll get your questions.
You looked like you were playing a different football team in the second half.
Well, I give credit to the Colts. I thought they played well. Obviously, a tough week for them. They played a lot of emotion, a lot of energy. But frankly, I'm more focused on my football team. And my football team is not playing the way we're capable of playing. I feel like we underachieved, to be frank, and that starts with me. That's my responsibility. There's opportunities there, and we need to continue to, work at it. We're 2-3. Tough. They're hard to win. They're hard to win, even harder on the road. And when you're 21-3 at halftime, you expect to keep that thing and keep going. And that was our approach when we came out. When we went to a couple 3-and-outs, and it was kind of downhill from there. Yeah, I agree with that. I just think our production as a whole is, and it's what I told the team. We're not playing with clarity. We're not taking advantage of clean plays. When you have a clean play, you expect execution and productivity, and we didn't get it done. That's no excuse. I mean, they're good players. Obviously, they were prepared to play the game today. They took the reps in practice, but it's once again, it's about having clean plays, clear plays, and executing them. And we did not do that.
Did they do anything to kick Nelson out again?
No, they were very aggressive with us. And that's the MO: jump up and challenge the Packer perimeter. And that's going to be the MO until we start gashing people. And we didn't do it today. Say it again. Didn't have a chance to talk to him, Mason. I know he pushed the first one and hooked the second one. So that's what I saw, but I haven't had a chance to talk to him about it. It's a situation that we refer to as a church play. It's a set play for that situation. They had a pressure that was called, and we were trying to change the protection. So. Then we took the timeout.
Is there any chance, Mike, your team went up with that 18-point lead?
No.
Do you feel as though that one play, that interception, changed everything?
For them?
Yeah, in the third quarter.
Well, I mean, it was definitely a momentum changer. I mean, there's always a number of momentum plays in a game. So that was definitely a big one for the Colts. Well, I don't know if it's my understanding was from what I was told, the ball was tipped. Was that accurate?
I'll have to
look at the film.
Was there any thought that some time also in that Colts must have a?
I'm fine with the game management at the end of the game. Game management has to give the team an opportunity to tie the game there, and we accomplished that opportunity. Penalties, way too many. I thought the second half that, pre-snap penalties, regardless what side of the ball you're on, it's inexcusable. And, it's happened too often, and that needs it was not. We did a poor job in that area. Pre-snap penalties.
Did you have an objection to the penalty on
Perry? Well, after talking to Walt and then seeing the replay, you know, he called it because of the crown of the helmet hit Andrew Luck in the chest was the call. And as was communicated later, that was probably the right call.
Mike, what did you see on the one against Shields again?
I didn't see anything. I didn't see anything.
Do you have any more information on the injuries?
I do not. I do not.